In the third week of fighting for control of the border town of Qusair, Kerry says civilians are under near constant assault by forces of President Assad and allies from Iran and the Lebanese-based militant group Hezbollah.
You have an extraordinary number of civilians who are trapped, and he will not allow the Red Cross and humanitarian aid to go in until the military has finished what it intends to do.
Kerry says President Assad's conduct is unacceptable.
The world is seeing the actions of a person who has lost touch with any reality except his own, and who is willing to wreak any kind of punishment on his own, on the people of his country, simply so that he can maintain power.
With humanitarian groups saying as many as 1,500 wounded people may be trapped in Qusair, Kerry says all civilized countries are calling on President Assad to engage in a legitimate peace process.
We are trying to prevent the sectarian violence from dragging Syria down into a complete and total implosion, where it has broken up into enclaves and the institutions of the state have been destroyed, with God knows how many additional refugees and how many innocent people killed.
Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are pushing for face-to-face talks on a transitional authority for Syria. But Kerry says Russia's proposed sale of advanced missile technology to Syria could scuttle those efforts. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle is urging Russia to stick to a political solution.
Wir appellieren an alle Beteiligten, das Leben.
A military solution won't bring any sustainable new beginning for Syria with stability, peace, and democracy, and therefore it's important that this political solution be made possible. And therefore we urge everyone involved, especially Russia, to do nothing, for example, in regard to arms delivery that could endanger the conference.
Hezbollah's involvement is a particular concern to the largely Sunni Gulf Cooperation Council as a sign of what it calls Shia sectarian intervention. Bahrain's Foreign Affairs Minister Ghani Malbwanyan.
We see a clear Iranian interference with its ally, the Lebanese Hezbollah, in the Syrian crisis, which led to the escalation of the use of Syrian land as a battleground, causing the death of thousands of Syrian people.
Assad opponents say peace talks are meaningless, while Hezbollah, Iranian, and Syrian government forces continue to attack the Syrian people. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.